With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump sees FEMA as an obstacle.
President Trump scheduled to visit the fire scenes around Los Angeles Friday, stopping first in North Carolina to view damage and recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. On Fox News Channel's Hannity, Trump criticized the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
All it does is complicate everything.
And claimed he had FEMA working really well.
We had hurricanes in Florida, we had Alabama, tornadoes. But unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way. And FEMA is going to be a whole big discussion very shortly because I'd rather see the states take care of their own problems.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com in Davos, Switzerland this hour. President Trump discussing an energy policy overhaul with global business leaders as he appears in a live virtual appearance at the World Economic Forum annual meeting. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S. border with Mexico leverages the U.S. military to shore up immigration enforcement. BBC correspondent Merlin Thomas reports.
These are military troops on active duty. And what they've said is that these troops will be going out there to kind of help out with more of the logistical work. So they won't be doing any of the actual apprehension. They will be doing more of the building of those border walls and as well as putting in some data entry, basically freeing up the Border Patrol officers to go on and apprehend undocumented migrants.
Mr. Trump says he's enforcing the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to combat drug cartels. The rarely used law allows the president to deport anyone who's not a U.S. citizen and is from a country with which there is a declared war or a threatened or attempted invasion or predatory incursion. This is SRN News. India has been creeping up the world watch list.
Every year, Open Doors U.S. puts out a ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian. And every year, India comes in higher and higher. In 2025, the giant nation just missed the top 10 worst, placing 11th on the list. This is significant because India is a key ally of the United States, which sees India as a critical counterbalance to China. But that makes it harder for Washington to take New Delhi to task for persecuting Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans in state houses across the country mounting an effort to roll back the LGBT agenda, emboldened by the results of the election. Dozens of bills pending in GOP-led legislature aimed at transgender issues in particular. Some are designed to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms and schools and other public buildings. Republicans have filed more than 30 measures in Texas alone. This is SRN News. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus tells reporters seven officers were wounded responding to a threatened suicide in a barricade situation in the Stone Oak neighborhood.
Officers were called to the scene for a suicide in progress. The first officer arrived was shot, and six others subsequent to that were shot as well.
He says that after several hours, the suspect found dead, but it wasn't immediately known how he died. The man was in his 40s. Attorneys for a man charged with murder in connection with the killings of four University of Idaho students, they're asking a judge to throw out most of the evidence in the case. Brian Koberger's defense team says it's because it all hinges on a genetic investigation process they believe's unconstitutional. If they're successful, it would be throwing a major wrench in the prosecution's case. More details at SRNnews.com.